Dear Professor Summers, I run a YouTube channel under the name of Sargon of Akkad, and I recently had a conversation with Dava Sereny about Gamergate and a documentary that he's making about feminism and social justice in video game culture called The Sarkeesian Effect that he's making with fellow YouTuber Jordan Owen. I wanted to deliver a personal message and make a suggestion that I think would be very good for everyone involved with Gamergate. As with any film project, making the documentary is very difficult, but Davis and Owen face some particular challenges that don't normally crop up. And fundamentally, those challenges involve them being straight white men. I'm sure you'll be able to agree that in the current political climate, being straight white men isn't really to their advantage, and they are interested in doing real solid journalism to present as objective a narrative as possible to explain the rise and effect of social justice and feminism, third wave feminism, on gaming, and to help explain why Gamergate has even happened to the wider world, because at the moment they control the narrative. And it's because they control the narrative that Davis and Owen are at such a disadvantage before they start. The social justice warrior's whole argument hinges on the idea that some people are oppressed by straight white men. It's a really unfair and dirty tactic because it means that straight white men can never absolve themselves of this position beyond a shadow of a doubt. I pointed this out in the course of my conversation with Irini, that what I thought they needed to do was retire from center stage and take on the role of writers, researchers, and investigators, and fact-checkers, while the documentary itself is presented by someone who the social justice warriors can't make ad hominem attacks against. That's their weapon. That's how they win. By screaming misogyny, by screaming oppression. Professor Summers, I want to propose that they need you. I think that you are absolutely the perfect person to present and represent this documentary. This may come as a bit of a shock to you, but you are quantifiably the single most influential figure in all of Gamergate. You have the most reach. You have the most influence. The Romans would call this auctoritas. You have authority without having authority. You are a professor, you are a feminist, and you are beloved by the Gamergate community. And I'm not saying this to stroke your ego. These are the raw facts. You are the most important person in Gamergate according to the metrics. The only people I have ever heard say a word against you have been the feminists and social justice warriors who are anti-Gamergate. You even have an awesome nickname. The 4chaners, the kids who are behind this, the ones doing the bulk of the tweets, they call you Based Mom. And I've been called Based a few times, and I can tell you that it is a compliment, and I think it means someone honest and with integrity. They think you are the best thing to happen to Gamergate, and I think so too. I think that Davis and Irini really could use your help. With you presenting their documentary and giving them expert guidance on it, I don't doubt that your research is impeccable. Everything I've seen from you absolutely has been, and I use you as a source when I'm making points in debates. I think that you would really be able to help them. Their Patreon campaign is going really well, but they're just two guys trying to do the right thing. And I think they need help. And I think you're absolutely the person who can do it for them. I think Irini is right when he says there has to be some kind of non-internet media that can be pointed to. There has to be an entry in IMDb. There has to be a source. A properly researched, well laid out source that is non-internet to just gather some sort of momentum in the wider world. And ultimately, I think that, like all of us, you put your videos on the internet to be able to influence and have a voice in the public dialogue and to try and do some good in the world. And the reason everyone's behind you is because we all agree that the factual feminist is right on the money. And it's the kind of feminism that we want to see more of. I really think that there's the potential to do an awful lot of good here. And I really think that everyone's interests have aligned. Mundane Matt's pointed out plenty of times that one of the problems that Gamergate is having is that it needs clear direction. And I really think that as the most influential person in Gamergate, it'd really help everyone out if you would consider participating in the production of the Sarkeesian Effect. And if anyone agrees with this position, I'd really appreciate it if you'd just help out in any way. Even if it's just sharing this video or a comment in support or just helpful criticism, any kind of assistance. Because they're embarking on a big project. There's just two of them. And I do think they're working very hard. And I can tell you that two-man projects are tough. And I know it's difficult to tell from their YouTube channels, but I really think that Davis and Jordan are quite happy to overlook their own egos here. I really do. I think that they are more than happy to take a back seat to someone with more experience and do the legwork and the hard lifting in the background. You know, that I think that they just want to do the right thing. And I think this is going to end up being the de facto and one and only documentary about Gamergate from the position of the facts. Everything else that comes out about this is going to be slander. So I really think it would really help if everyone helped. You know, Davis and Irini, I don't think it's a vanity project. I really don't. And I think that with, you know, public support and strong input, people can really make a difference. And obviously, I'm going to have to recommend you back them on Patreon, even if it's just $1 a month or something like that. I'm absolutely certain that they're quite happy to be very transparent and accountable about how they're spending your money. Because I think they really do want to make this work. I'd like to thank everyone, but particularly Professor Summers, for taking the time to listen. And on a personal note, Professor Summers, please don't stop what you do. You are a fantastic voice on the public stage. We need you.